When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Dan Grosse Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Happy Thursday, or should I say, happy draft day, everybody. We've waited all year. The jewel event of the NFL offseason is upon us. And oh, by the way, we got some other goodies to keep us company on this Thursday night. What a great night of sports, and we're going to have it covered for you right here on 98.7 ESPN. Dan Grosse with you, 800-919-3776. That is the telephone number. A 30-minute sprint, a 30-minute shoot-around for you and I tonight, because we got ourselves, oh, by the way, another big event tonight. That would be game number 3, Knicks, Sixers. Joel Embiid says they're the better team. They're still going to win the series. The Knicks say, ha, we're up 2-0 on the scoreboard. We'll see how things go tonight as the series shifts down the turnpike to Philadelphia. You can expect another raucous atmosphere, but the Knicks have not lost a game in Philadelphia this season, winning 2 in the regular season and doing so in pretty convincing fashion, as a matter of fact. We'll see if that carries over to tonight's festivities. We'll see if Jalen Brunson can get on track. And as far as the Knicks are concerned, how about a fast start? Right, how about a fast start tonight? I mean, we've broken down these first two games backwards and forwards. But maybe that's another fresh one we'll throw out there into the universe for tonight. How about not digging yourself a double-digit deficit in the first half, like the Knicks have done in each of the first two games of the series? Because you expend that much more energy having to dig out from it. So maybe a fast start, take the crowd out of it tonight on the road, maybe that will work wonders and make things a little bit easier for the Knickerbockers tonight, not have to rely on some sort of a miraculous finish to pull out a victory like they did back in game number 2. Harvey Cruz and Joe Leo are here tonight. They're producing the program, and we're with you all night. 30 minutes of you and I, then we got Nick pregame for you. And, of course, it'll be Pat and Monica on the call tonight for the Knicks and the 76ers. It is also draft night, and I understand that, look, the draft is probably going to be occupying more eyeballs even than the Knicks game, maybe even in this city. You know, I understand that the Jets and the Giants are only going to take up, what, maybe, you know, 3 or 4% of what happens tonight in the NFL draft. But nevertheless, you know, it is still a big event, and it is the NFL, which is the biggest sporting spectacular that we have in our universe. And as we are now, what, about an hour and a half away from this draft finally getting underway, it's a chance for us to really kind of do a collective exhale. Right? Because we've, for the last 4 months, 5 months, however long they started whipping up these mock drafts, everybody has an opinion. Everybody has heard this. Everybody has heard that. All the rumors, all the surprises. We finally get clarity in about 90 minutes. And to me, maybe that's the thing that I'm just most grateful for, right? And it's also another step into bridging the gap towards next season. You know, each team is going to get some boost to their roster. You're going to get a shiny new toy. Other teams are going to get a draft pick that, you know, might just be a big old fat lineman. He might be really good at what he does, but it's not a sexy pick. But nevertheless, we are going to get some answers here in a short while. And the Giants right now sitting there at number 6, Jets at number 10. All the rumors, all the smoke that is coming out of that chimney there in East Rutherford would lead you to believe, and everybody that we've spoken to and people that are in the loop think that the Giants and Joe Shane are working the phones feverishly to move up into that top 3 to see if they can get their hands on a quarterback. They want to get Daniel Jones' successor now, even if that player is not even going to be the starting quarterback for the Giants come week number 1, whoever that's going to be against. Because we figure Daniel Jones is still going to be on this roster this year. But they still want to go up there and get that quarterback. Now look, to each his own. Giants have done a lot more work on these passers than I have, let's say. But in my own opinion, and I've been saying this, I would be more than comfortable from a Giants standpoint if I stood pat at number 6, if I wasn't able to make to move up and make that move for the quarterback, or maybe, you know, the asking price was way too high, I would have no qualms whatsoever to take a wide receiver at number 6. Because the Giants have not had that guy in forever. To keep the defense on their toes a little bit. And it'll help Daniel Jones this year. And the guy will also help whoever the next quarterback for the Giants is going to be, perhaps as soon as 2025. They don't go bad after just one season. And the Giants need that player. You know, everybody brings up, well, you know, Brian Daboll, look at what he did up in Buffalo in helping Josh Allen take that next step in his career. Yeah, Josh Allen was big for, or Brian Daboll was big for Josh Allen, absolutely. But you know what really kicked Josh Allen's career to the next level? When he went out, when they went out and got him some help and got him Stephon Diggs and got him a true game-breaking wide receiver. That's when you saw the results start to really hightail when you're talking about a quarterback like Josh Allen. And look, I'm not sitting here saying that the same is going to hold true for Daniel Jones. I don't think that just by drafting a wide receiver at number six, whoever it might be, that Daniel Jones is going to morph into a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. That's not what I'm saying at all. But while he's here, while you have him, you might as well try to make this offense and in turn your quarterback as successful as possible. So that's number one with the Giants. And then you have the Jets sitting there at number 10. Now, by all accounts, the Jets filled a lot of holes during free agency to where you don't look at their roster right now and say you have to draft for need at number 10. And whenever you draft for need, too, you run into problems. You should draft for value and be true to your board. That's what you should do. But the Jets could go in a wide direction of possibilities. There's also been some talk about them being active in the trade market, either to move up or to move down. I would think if they move up a couple of spots, it's going to be to get one of these wide receivers, one of the three marquee names that they're going to plug right in there alongside Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers is going to have three nice shiny toys that he's going to be able to throw the football to when he drops back this year. Or if one of those guys is off the board and maybe doesn't fall to them at number 10, I could easily see the Jets trading back a few spots because some other team is going to want to come up to get, oh, I don't know, maybe Brock Bowers, who is coveted by a lot of teams, especially down in the teens. The Jets could also get some extra draft capital and still probably then get an offensive tackle or an offensive lineman that is going to help them. Because you look at the offensive line, both of these tackles are getting up there in years. They're both on the last years of their contracts. So while, yeah, it's with one eye towards the future, nothing says that if you take a tackle in the first round that he won't come in and play significant snaps for you here in year number one as a rookie. Let's not forget Tyron Smith. You know, you hope he plays as many games as possible if you're a Jet fan, but Tyron Smith ain't going to be practicing all that much. Jets are going to have a similar plan in place like the Dallas Cowboys did to maximize the player you get on game day, which means he's not even going to be practicing all that much. So you could have a rookie in there taking valuable first-team reps at left tackle all throughout the football season, which does help you. So the Jets could go in a number of directions. The Giants could go in a number of directions. And as I said about the Jets, if they stand pat at 10 and those three wide receivers are off the board, I'm saying you go offensive lineman. You go tackle. Even if Brock Bowers is still on the board, I'm thinking you still go offensive lineman. Troy Faduanu from Washington. The guy could play four positions on the offensive line. Both tackle positions, both guard positions. Swiss Army knife of sorts. And oh, by the way, he's really, really good. A guy they like a lot. I know they're very high on J.C. Latham, the tackle from Alabama. Okay, because you figure that Joe Alt is going to be off the board as the first tackle somewhere in that, you know, 5-6 range, maybe even 7. Probably not going to get to the Jets. Those are a couple of names that I'm hearing might have some interest from the folks over at Florham Park. But we shall see. And like I said, we're going to get some answers in the next couple of hours, and it should be a lot of fun. 800-919-3776. That is the telephone number. Let's get as many phone calls up here as we can because we are pressed for time tonight with Knicks basketball coming your way at 7 p.m. Knicks draft. It's all up for discussion tonight. Big one for the Islanders, too. Let's not forget about them over at UBS. Sorokin in net. If the Islanders want any chance of making this an interesting series, they've got to get this one tonight. And I actually think they're going to get one of these next two at UBS. I just think they will. Despite the fact they never had the puck in game number two, the crowd is going to be behind them. I think the Islanders, I feel good about their chances tonight, as a matter of fact, to get this win. So it's going to be a great night in New York sports. And let's start it off with our buddy Peter in New Jersey, right here on 98.7 ESPN. Peter, how are we doing tonight?
Hey, Dan, how are you, buddy? How's
Peter?
Everything, man?
Pumped up. What's up?
Pumped up for the night. Hey, question. Would you be upset if the Jets do take Brock Bowers? I'm a fan of his. I watched him out of Georgia when he came in as a freshman, and And this guy can play. You know, he's very talented. He runs good routes. But I also agree with you with the linemen. So I'm, like, confused what to do here. But either way, Brock's there, man. I wouldn't be upset if they do take him, you know?
You know why? And, Peter, thanks for the phone call. Look, because he's the shiny new toy, right? He's been the best tight end in college for the last few years. He's got all the measurables. And, look, I know they like him for a fact. Okay, I know that the folks over there, Joe Douglas and his team, they like Brock Bowers. But remember a few weeks ago, we started to have these real adult conversations about Brock Bowers, about the value and the practicality of taking a tight end, not just in the first round, but in the top 10. You know, is the value really there to take a tight end with one of the top 10 picks of this draft? I'm going to read you the stat again, guys. Okay, in the last 10 years, there have been 9 tight ends that have been picked in the first round of the NFL draft. Not top 10, first round. Those 9 tight ends have combined for 0 all-pro nods and only 1 1,000-yard season. And I understand not all of them had a future Hall of Fame quarterback to play with, and Aaron Rodgers, I totally get it. But guys, the foundation to any football team is the offensive line. And unfortunately for the Jets, they've had no luck when it comes to the line for the last 5 years or so, as long as Joe Douglas has been there. It's been one injury after another. And if one of these guys goes down this year, at least you now have somebody quality, like starting quality, waiting in the wings that could step right in. And oh, by the way, he's going to be a piece for you in the future. And he's also going to be maybe the best friend of your 40-year-old quarterback who's coming off of an Achilles injury and needs to stay upright if he's going to fulfill all the promise and all the hope that the Jets hope they have in a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Jonas in Long Branch up next here on 98.7 ESPN. Jonas, how we doing?
Yeah, hi, Dan. How you doing? Happy draft.
Good, Jonas. What's going on?
I'm excited as I am. This is another Jets call. Listen, I'm in complete lockstep with you on your opinion on what the Jets should do here. Brock Bowers, I'd argue that even if Brock Bowers is an all-pro level talent, listen, the Jets are going all in for a Super Bowl this year and this year alone. We have a 41-year-old quarterback. Every move we've made thus far has indicated that we are going all in for this year. Right? I mean, the future, building for the future is great, but as we all know, the Jets haven't won a championship since 1969, right? And we're trying to do everything we can to win a Super Bowl this year with a very old quarterback who's over the age of 40, all right? With that being said, you have to take somebody who's going to contribute directly to winning a Super Bowl this year in the best way possible. So in order to do that, the move has to be offensive line or receiver. Give another weapon to Aaron Rodgers. We only have Garrett Wilson right now, who's a bona fide stud. And Mike Williams, who's coming off of a severe injury, we don't know how much he's going to contribute. So if you're sitting there at 10, it has to be offensive line or receiver, in my opinion.
Jonas, I don't disagree with you, and I thank you for the phone call. If you're asking me right now to handicap where I think they're leaning, okay, based on conversations that I've had with, you know, some people behind those walls, obviously, wide receiver number one, if one of those top three wideouts is available while they're on the clock. And then number two, I would say offensive line. That is what I think the way things are trending right now. But you never know. You know, we don't know what's going to happen ahead of them. And that's the great mystery of the draft. Like, you're at the mercy of everybody that comes before you on the clock, unfortunately, right? And then you factor in trades, not just with yourself, but what if some other team comes out of nowhere and leapfrogs you to take a player that maybe you had rated high? So it's one big puzzle piece that's all going to fall into place here over the next couple of hours, and that's what makes it interesting. Let me remind you, by the way, that the most anticipated sporting event of the year, forget about the NFL draft, forget about the Knicks, none of that stuff. It's the Pickleball Showdown between Team DiPietro and Rothenberg and Team Anita Marks and Amani Toomer. Sunday, May 5th at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. Pregame coverage kicks off on ESPN New York at 9 a.m. with a live broadcast hosted by Anita. She sets the stage. Then shortly after the show, the paddle comes out for the Pickleball Showdown for the ages. Be there May 5th to witness this showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This is the Dan Grosser Show on 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Isles Nation, listen up. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets to the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. Be there to see your Isles take on the Hurricanes in Game 4 at UBS Arena. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry. Brought to you by the New York Islanders. Be a part of the electric atmosphere at UBS Arena. Get your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. Dan Grosser's show rolling till the top of the hour. Then it is Knicks basketball, a huge Game 3 between the Knickerbockers and the Philadelphia 76ers. Obviously, all eyes are going to be on Jalen Brunson. Can he get on track in this series? The Sixers have not been kind to him from a defensive standpoint, and credit to them. You know, the length that they're putting on Brunson has given him some problems, and it's really been like that all season, not just this series, but it's kind of maybe been a little bit more scrutinized because it's the only game in town. We'll see if he could break out of that slump here, and as I said, get off to a faster start. You know, they have to find a way to overcome these bad first quarters, first halves, especially in a place like the road where the crowd is certainly going to be against you compared to how raucous things were at Madison Square Garden, where at least they were in your favor. Let's say hi to Tony in Connecticut. He's next here on 98.7. Tony, how are you?
Good, Dan. How you doing?
Tony, I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Listen, I like the other callers. I'm in complete agreement with you. I think, look, we really shored up the offensive line, but it's all dependent on can these guys stay healthy. And if we lose one of these guys, we're back to where we were last year. So I think they got to go with the offensive tackle. And I'm going to say something a little controversial here. Even if one of those three receivers drops down to 10, but if Joe Douglas is convinced that he's got a plug-and-play tackle that will be there for the next 10 years, like a DeBrickashaw Ferguson, I'd still take the tackle. I saw an interesting stat on ESPN today. Only 27% of the receivers chosen in the first round sign a second contract. They were defining that, are those successful draft picks? Do you get to a second contract? And only 27% made it to the second contract, whereas over 70% of offensive linemen made it to the second contract.
And so you know why that is too, Tony, and I thank you for the phone call. Mm-hmm. A lot of that has to do with the fact that an offensive tackle, as opposed to a wide receiver, is self-sufficient, if you know what I mean. The offensive tackle, he's got it. Could be the worst team in the league. Like, think about those bad Browns teams Joe Thomas was on. All he had to go out there and do was block the guy in front of him, and he did it as good as anybody. Like, you're on your own. Wide receiver's only as good as the quarterback he has thrown him the football, the offensive line that is going to give the quarterback time to distribute the football. So the offensive lineman, hey, it's just you. And I think that's what lends credence to that statistic that you referenced. I saw the same thing there myself. But, hey, you're not going to have a hard time convincing me that the game is built in the trenches. The game is won and lost in the trenches. And the Jets need some stability. Tell Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas knows that. He was an offensive lineman himself. Unfortunately, they just have had horrible luck when it comes to the offensive line. I mean, think about it. They've used first-round picks on offensive linemen over the last handful of years, but the guys just haven't been able to stay on the field. You know, Elijah Vera Tucker, great pick, but last 2 years, season-ending injuries in the month of October. You know, these guys just have to stay on the field. And just like starting pitching in baseball, you can never have enough depth on the offensive line, at least if you ask me. Let's say hi to Carl in Queens. He's up next here on 98.7. Hey, Carl.
Dan, another Knick playoff game. Let's go.
Let's go.
Just two things I want to bring up. I want to get JB off the ball. Tibbs has done it a little bit in the second game as well. Just let the game come to him. You know, we got guys, Dante, even Josh Hart, can bring up the ball. And also, first quarter, let's go. Punch him right in the mouth. I want to find out how many Knick fans are in the building tonight. Let's quiet their crowd. And please get OG in the corner. We have not seen enough of that. And so, Dan, can we get a pick for tonight? Who do you think gets the dub?
I don't see why the Knicks don't win tonight. How about that? I don't see why they don't win tonight. Then we lost Carl. Yeah, I think the Knicks have a good shot tonight. I think the Islanders have a great shot tonight. You know? I actually might even be more confident in the Islanders to win tonight than I am the Knicks. But I still think both of them can get the job done. You know, Carl mentioned Jalen playing off the ball. I totally agree with that. A lot of that is going to be contingent upon Deuce and how well he plays. You know, I'm not saying you got to go out there and shoot lights out like he did in game number one and give you 20-plus off the bench, but he's somebody who's becoming, think about this, you know, with each passing game, more and more important to this basketball team. Hey, maybe Leon Rose and company knew what the hell they were doing when they signed him to a 3-year extension right in the aftermath of when they made those trades in the middle of the season. You're like, interesting. Deuce, keeping him around for a few years. They kind of knew what they were doing, huh? Let me remind you real quick, second annual DiPietro and Rothenberg pregame party coming up Thursday, May 2nd. See the live broadcast starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset. It's just steps away from Manhasset Station on the LIRR. After the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Cubbies. Pregame party with Rick and Dave, Thursday, May 2. It's brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company. Celebrate the no-frills good life with Montauk Brewing Company, maker of New York's favorite craft beer, Wave Chaser IPA. It's a highly approachable brew that is packed tropical hops and delivers endless flavor. Chase your wave. And by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails, available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy, please. Zing Zang responsibly. All right, a couple of more minutes here. Reminder, no show tomorrow because we have the Rangers. It's a 7 o'clock start, so we'll be on with pregame coming up at 6:30. Back on Saturday morning at 9 for our full uninterrupted vehicle from 9 to noon. And there's going to be oodles of things to talk about then, of course. The draft will be two-thirds of the way complete. We'll have the Knicks, we'll have the Rangers, the Isles, the baseball, everything coming up on Saturday, so we look forward to that. Let's say hi to Chris in Coney Island. He's up next here on 98.7. Christopher, how are you?
What's up, Dan? How are you?
Chris, what's going on?
What's up, man? I kind of want to, I guess, dispute with the last few callers. I think the Jets got to go wide receiver here. As long as the top three are on the board, I wouldn't say reach for another guy. But
right.
I feel like in the league, you need points. The Jets didn't score any points last year. And you're one injury away from it just being, again, Garrett Wilson and company. You know, Xavier Gibson doesn't really move the needle for me. And the Jets haven't been the greatest at, you know, shooting late-round darts at – I know it's a deep wide receiver draft. But, I mean, look at a team like the Texans. They just keep stockpiling receivers.
Can I tell you the logic, office. Though, Chris? Can I tell you the logic? And I thank you for the phone call. Call me back on Saturday morning. Love to talk more with you. The logic is this. If the Jets are going to stamp out with a first-round pick and the third-round pick, which is their next one, the thinking is drop-off in tackle is greater at that position than the wide receiver position from rounds 1 to 3. Also, you take a wide out in the third round, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback that they think can get the most and maybe even coach up the ability of a third-round wide receiver. You take a tackle in the third round, Aaron Rodgers can't help the tackle, but he can help a wide receiver, right? That's what all the great quarterbacks do. They make those around them better. That's the thinking there, but who knows? We'll see how the board plays out here this morning, coming up this evening. Tweet at me, at Dan Graca, G-R-A-C-A. We'll be watching the Knicks tonight. We'll be watching the draft. Curious to hear your take on everything that's going on, really, with everything. And we'll be back on Saturday morning. Thanks to Joe. Thanks to Harvey. This is going to be a fun night. It really and truly is. Embrace these nights. You know, you don't get many of these as a sports fan. Knicks are up next. Dan Graca is saying so long. Enjoy your sports tonight, everybody, on 98.7 ESPN.